Amen. What do you think of when you hear the words fish tails? Well, my hope is that you think of tall tales of people exaggerating. Maybe you think about someone who's gone fishing over at Mascoma and that they say they had a great day out in the water and they caught a perch that weighed 4 pounds. Or you can think of someone who's down in Florida on vacation and they tell you that they went out on a deep sea cruise for the day and they landed a tarpon and it fought and fought. And finally, they were able to bring the fish in and it was as big as a whale. Another version of fish tales will be tall tales. And there's a long tradition of those in American history. Many of us might immediately think of Paul Bunyan and his big blue ox. Fish tales or tall tales aren't meant to be harmful, but they clearly do involve playing fast and loose with the facts. And none of us want to be caught out telling a fish tale, but it's something that people do all across the country and all throughout our history. I don't think this is something that is limited to Americans. I suspect this has been going on with people through all of history. And people might have wondered about some of the stories that were told in scripture. Again, there was no harm involved in these stories, but we might wonder if there was some license. And when we look at the story from Jonah, I suspect many of us might have heard today's reading and wondered, where on earth is the whale? Where is the great fish that Jonah, the book of Jonah tells us swallowed Jonah? And we might really wonder about the veracity of that story of Jonah having been swallowed by the great fish or the whale and how he could have survived for 3 days in its belly and then he would have been spit up and able to go on and carry on the work that God had charged him to do. Of course, we also might just wonder about Jonah having shown up in this city, a stranger, and he started preaching to these people and they heard him. They actually responded to his proclamation, to his warning that the people of Nineveh needed to listen to God or else disaster was going to strike in 40 days. Likewise, we might wonder a little bit about the story from Mark, which involves the call of the disciples. And just imagine this itinerant preacher shows up by the lake shore and he tells these two guys who are casting a net into the water, trying to get some fish, that they needed to drop what they were doing, that they needed to repent, that they needed to believe, that they needed to follow him, and that they needed to fish for people. And they followed him. And then he goes down the shoreline a little bit and comes across a boat where a couple of guys are working along with their dad and some, we assume, hired hands. And they're given the same message. And they drop everything and they follow Jesus. And as we look at Mark's gospel, we have to wonder just what is accurate down to the letter and what is maybe a little bit of propaganda or spin. But I think as we're looking at this story, it's important for us to think about tall tales that we've heard in our lives and things that we would like to be tall tales, things that we would prefer to imagine really aren't spot on. And today's call lesson is one of those. These words from Jesus weren't just preached to those first disciples, but they are preserved in Scripture for us to hear too. And that means that you and I are called, just like Simon and Andrew, to follow Jesus, to set aside our priorities, and to take up his priorities as our own. Now, the idea that God would call us to do this work can be a little bit discomforting. And particularly if we think about the words from the book of Jonah, we might wonder about sharing God's good news with our enemies, with people we don't like. And in scripture, we see lots of examples of people talking about how God cares about his favored people, and he's going to bring down his wrath and his anger on Israel's enemies. And we want to think that God is with us and he's looking out for our side and our interests. But the truth that's revealed to us in scripture is that God is looking out for all of humanity. And that sometimes we're going to need to set aside our biases against other people, other nationalities, other groups, other ideologies, and try to find our common humanity with one another. When we do that, that doesn't mean that we ignore the things that have been done that need that would be good objects for repentance. But we do need to remember that all of God's people are God's children, and that we are called to hear God's word and to focus on what he said and not what we would want to imagine he said. In short, we might need to look at the fish tales that we tell ourselves, the ones that let us off the hook, that help us to set aside what it is God wants to happen, because that may not be what we want to happen. And so we might need to repent, and we might need to believe in the truth of God's word, and then we might need to follow him, and we may need to go and become fishers of other people, or as the King James Version of the Bible had it, we need to be fishermen. My hope and my prayer on this day is that each of us will hear and embrace our call from the living God to be his disciples, to be his fishermen, and that we will share the good news that we have received in Jesus Christ with others. We live in a day and age when proselytizing has gotten a bad name, and we think about what some Christians have done in the name of trying to win people over to Jesus and to God. And frankly, we might well find what has been done to be distasteful or to be objectionable. But it's up to us to share a different version, a different vision of what God's kingdom is like with our neighbors and our family and our friends. We need to remember that God is the God of love, that God is the God of all people, that God wants us to share this good news with others. So I know it's cold and we don't want to go outside, but imagine that you're going to lay down whatever you plan to do this afternoon, and you're going to go out and you're going to go fish for people, doing so knowing that that is the will of God.